Well, welcome back to Here in Hop Town. I'm sitting in the studio, our new studio today. You guys are our second guests.
Fantastic.
I'm sitting here with Rachel. I always want to call you Rachel Clayton. That is not right. It's Rachel Sanders.
Yes, ma'am.
Former Clayton. But Rachel Sanders, she is our Parks and Recreation PIO. What's your official title?
Marketing and Events Coordinator.
Marketing and Events Coordinator. Since I'm a PIO, I just call all my our colleagues a PIO. You're a PIO too. She works with Parks and Recreation, and we have Lauren Montgomery. She is actually an intern that she's been interning with Rachel with Parks and Recreation. So we're going to talk to both of them, both about Parks and Recreation and about Lauren's experience interning with Parks and Rec. So I told Lauren that I said say nice things. So, but I know Parks and Recreation, we have four departments with the city. We've got Fire Department, Public Works, Police Department, and then we call it the Municipal Building or Administration. I always think, and Parks and Rec falls under Public Works, but it's such a vast thing within Public Works. I almost want to make it its own department. Like I want to consider it a fifth department, but it actually falls under Public Works.
Yes.
But just give me a general overview, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. So Parks and Recreation is a division of Public Works. That's because we do a lot of work with our public parks as well as city events and things. And so Public Works, we work a lot with the street department and the groundskeeping department. So we're all kind of one family. We're just like the cousin branch almost.
The cousin branch. Yeah. I like that.
We focus on providing free and low-cost programs and events for our community as well as maintaining our public parks.
And a big part of that, Bluegrass Splash, that's up and going this summer, and there's a lot of activity there. I know y'all have had a lot going on there this summer. So there's been a lot. I've seen a lot of fun posts and things. Everybody's enjoying the park. But for summertime, there's always a huge event that comes up, Summer Salute. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about Summer Salute, and then I want to talk about what all goes into preparing for Summer Salute.
Absolutely. Summer Salute is our annual community-wide festival. It happens downtown in Hopkinsville. We shut down the streets and the roads. We set up a giant stage in front of the Justice Center, and we bring out a big headlining name. We've got food trucks and vendors that come out and lots of kids' activities. And it's a two-day event at the end of August every year. This year it's August 23rd and 24th. And Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Just a fantastic way to kind of wrap up the summer with the community. And it's completely free. So we love being able to offer that for the community every
year.
What
a great, you get a concert, a free concert.
Yeah.
Come on down. I actually lived in Hopkinsville a couple of years, or 3 or 4 years ago, whenever Summer Salute was going on, and I was right downtown on South Main, and it was so nice to just be right here and see all the activity. It was like, looked like downtown New York City. It was so full.
Yeah.
You could see all the lights from the stage and everything. It looked like you were on Times Square. It was beautiful. I loved it.
That's fantastic.
An experience. So the band this year.
Yes, this year's headlining act is Parmalee. They are a country group out of Nashville. They've got some recent chart-topping hits and things like that. They're actively producing music, which is a bit of a shift for us. So we're excited to see what they bring to the stage and how everyone responds.
So you talked about we shut down the streets, everybody gathers downtown. It's just a huge event. When does planning for this start?
So this year's event is August 23rd and 24th. So planning for next year will start August 25th.
Okay. So you need a year running start to get all of this done.
It's a year long process. Pretty much all year while we're working on our other things in the background, Summer Salute is happening. That includes contracts with our acts. That includes logistics for the stage and our vendors. And
so is that what your first, like say the 25th right after, are you already looking at future acts and like working with their, because I'm certain you have to go through their agents. And
then
you have to go through, are they available? What do they cost? Do we have the funds?
Yes.
So is that probably one of the most challenging?
I don't know if it's the most challenging. It is the one that takes the most time because it does have to go through so many people because it's a very large contract and there's a large fee that is associated with it. A lot of different folks at the city have to get involved. So it's not just something that we decide on our own and it's just
Wouldn't
we make
nice
it happen.
Not to have all the red tape,
right?
Just make a decision.
So, pretty much once the current year is over, we start looking at acts for the next year. We do have a management group that we go through that tends to have what we're looking for.
So
we'll kind of give them what direction we're going in. We like to switch up the genre every year. they'll pull some bands that are within our price range and within our demographic goals that we're looking at. Give us that list. We'll take it to the city. We'll talk through it with different folks over here, go through that approval process. And then once they've approved someone, then we have to start with their management of the act and actually negotiating everything.
I can see why it takes a year. Yeah. Mercy. Well, and I really have to hand it to all of the Public Works crew, because I know you said we have to pull in the street crews, we have to pull in the cleanup crews, we have to pull in everyone to help maintain, organize, get the right streets shut down, make sure we're navigating traffic correctly. So it is a huge team effort. I know, especially during the week of the event, getting everything set up. After everybody goes home, I told Toby, I said, he's the Parks and Recs director, I said, we need to have a camera, an after camera, that just shows the activity, like a time lapse of what all happens after everyone goes home. And you think everything shuts down, but that's when the work starts to get the streets put back to normal, so we can function the next morning. And we just don't see what all goes on behind the scenes.
Yes, we're very lucky to be able to have the support of streets and grounds, and PD gets involved and fire departments there. It's really also, we have volunteers from the admin building and help with various aspects, because we have a department of, I can't remember the exact numbers. I think we're 5 full-time in the office and then 5 or 6 maintenance at Parks and Rec. So there's 11 of us. And you can't put on a festival for 25,000 people.
What's the matter with you?
So we absolutely would not be able to do it without the support of everyone else within the city.
It's awesome to have everyone. Well, this is going to be my first year, so I'm excited to be a part of it and come together and just like see what it's all about and come down and help out however I need to. Lauren, what do you think about all this? Are you going to be here for Summer Salute?
I will. I'll be back in college.
Oh, okay. Well, sad. I know. Got to get that education, girl.
Exactly. I know.
Well, how have you enjoyed? You've been the intern here for how long?
Since beginning of May.
Since beginning of May. So how? Give me a scoop. How has it gone?
It's gone good. It's my first internship I've ever had, so I didn't know what to expect going in. But I feel like it's a lot more than I thought marketing was, in a good way.
So
like,
that's
the best
your major?
Yes.
Marketing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's just like some stuff I didn't realize that went into marketing that goes into marketing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've got like a broad, I don't know, like I got to do like basically everything in my internship, and it's been really fun.
Well, I feel like you hit a good department for this. But I was telling Rachel the other day, I said, because I'm the PIO, I work with a lot, just like inner city, or with the administration a lot too, and just share what's going on in the city. But Rachel, you do marketing for public work or for Parks and Rec, but you're also doing the fundraising and the what, like all these other elements that you do that I haven't had to deal with. And I'm like, you go, girl. So you've got a really well-rounded scope of marketing in all capacities.
Exactly.
So, what a fortunate, a great way to hit the ground running and get good experience with that. Now, what school are you going to?
I'm going to Western. So I'm there right now. I'll be a sophomore.
You'll be a sophomore. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this, now was the internship through the school, or was this just on your own?
This was on my own, but like I can get like credit if I ask for it.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
At 19, I was not thinking forward like that. I don't know what I was thinking at 19. I wasn't thinking about internships, so good for you. You have also done, if you have not tuned in out there on our Facebook page, I think we posted on the Parks and Rec page maybe, but we're highlighting all of our parks throughout the city, and Lauren has done a great job of going out and just getting that started for us before she leaves, highlighting all the different parks and opportunities we have, free opportunities to go out in the city and enjoy the parks. Mm-hmm. And you also helped out a lot with our Boulevard Bash, helping to highlight those businesses. Yes. And I actually learned a few things from you and got a few tips and tricks on how the kids are doing it these days and marketing. So that was really helpful for me. But what overall has been the best part of your experience?
The best part, probably just like being able to work on so many different things, like just having the opportunity to just like go into the office, and Rachel gives me like, she lets me do like what like interests me, instead of like, you know, having a job where like, you know, I don't really want to, you have to do it and you don't really want to do it. She just like gives me the option to be able to do like what I want to learn more. And so I'll probably that, because like I've learned so much during this experience.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Very thankful for it.
That's awesome. And I know, you've been a big help. You've been a big help for me. I know you've been a help for Rachel. I was kind of nervous. Well, when I've had an intern in the past at former jobs, I was nervous because I was like, I don't know. Because I felt like I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know how to work with them. Am I going to have to teach them? What are they going to know? What if they have absolutely no ambition? Like, what do I do with that? I know with you, like, you really have just hit the ground running. It's not been like babysitting someone else coming in.
Yeah.
And you've been useful, as like we said, taking things off our plate. So we're not having, you know, and you run with it in a nice, fresh way. So I feel like, from my perspective, you've done a great job.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree.
100%. Yeah, it's gone really well. Well, when is your last day?
This Friday.
You're finishing up this week. Mm-hmm. Well, I need to go through my list and make sure that exactly. I need help with anything else. So, Rachel, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't know. It's been great having Lauren on board. But, having her take over a lot of things has been super helpful. But at the same time, it's given me the opportunity to catch up on things that mm-hmm. I have had on the back burner, or they've been side projects or things that, we'll get to them eventually. And so it's been really nice to catch up on those things. But now I'm going to have to shift back to doing all of the things that Lauren's been doing.
You just need to hurry up and graduate and come on back and help us out.
I know.
Come on back. We do appreciate it. It's been really great having you here. And thank you. I said, I've learned a lot of cool things from you too. So that's been really nice to keep keep a fresh perspective on everything marketing and across the city. So that's been really helpful. So I know Summer Salute's not the only thing we have going on. So just give me a quick, in the last 5 minutes or so, rundown of all our summer activities that we have going on, and then anything that may be coming up that you really want to highlight and want people to know about.
Okay, so we're actually, once we wrap up July, we kind of shift just to Summer Salute. But we're not to the end of July yet. We still have one more Hoptown Hose Down event.
That's right, where
the fire department comes out and just kind of sprays the kids down with the hoses, but not at full blast. our last one is next Tuesday.
You'll have children levitating if it was.
Yeah. We get a lot of questions about that. I'm like, no, we're not going to put the hoses on full blast. It's just a little sprinkler action. 1:30 next week at Joe Mumford Park is our final Hoptown Hose Down of the year. We have our final summer movies in the park this Friday.
Okay.
We have two additional movie nights scheduled for October and December for the holidays.
When my 2-year-old gets old enough to sit through a movie, we're totally doing that.
Absolutely.
Right now it would be a nightmare and it's way past your bedtime.
Yeah. It is a little bit later in the summertime because we have to wait for the sun to go down.
Right, yes.
But in the fall, we're excited to do some indoor ones and kind of see how that works out. That's it for July, and we don't have anything else going on in August except for Summer Salute, because we like to make sure we're very prepared. Our staff gets a break if they need it to kind of prep for the chaos that is really the whole week of that season in August is full blast Summer Salute. But after that, in September, we do have several fun things going on. Hoptown Idol is coming back.
Oh, exciting.
Senior Games is coming back. We just released registration for that, which is our 37th annual.
And you've done that for years.
Yeah. Yes. This will be our 37th year.
Amazing.
Which is fantastic. But we also have a lot of stuff going on in the fall, too. I think some people think Parks and Recreation, they think summertime, which is, we do a lot in the summer, but we also have a lot of fall events. We've got our turkey trot. We've got our downtown trick or treat. We've got the Christmas parade. So we pretty much go until the end of the year. We're full steam ahead.
I didn't realize you guys oversaw the trick or treating downtown either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic. So lots coming up, folks. Lots going on at Parks and Recreation. What is the best place to keep up to date on what's happening with you guys?
If you're on social media, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're very active on there. If you aren't social media friendly or you'd prefer to have a direct notification, we do a monthly newsletter that just kind of gives you a highlight
fantastic.
Of everything going on. Lauren's been doing a fantastic job with those this summer. That's one of those things I'm like, man, I got to shift back into newsletter gear after she leaves. But yeah, those are two great options.
How would we sign up for the newsletter?
You can go to our website, hoptownrec.com. There's also lots of information about our events happening on that website.
And you guys just refreshed that website some, too. Yes. It looks nice and fresh, so I encourage you to go on there and take a look.
Yes, it's brand new as of this year, January of
wonderful.
This year.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys for stopping in. Look, I told these girls, I said, I'm not prepared today. I didn't write down questions. I didn't have to. Your guys are easy to conversate with. So this was really great. Like she said, there's lots of resources out there if you want to connect with Parks and Recreation. Our cousin department, it feels like, to Public Works. I love that terminology. And Lauren, thank you again. This is going to be your last week with us, but keep in touch.
I never
know what holds in the future. Looks like you'd be a good employee. So, well, thank you, girls, and thank you all for tuning in. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us via social media or on our website. Thank you guys for tuning in.